You pick up a long stick laying at your feet and gently nudge the logs at the base of the fire in front of you. As the logs move slightly, the blaze finds new life and glows a more intense shade of orange. Looking around, you notice the other campers have already settled in for the night. Two are fast asleep in their green tent. The shadow of the flames plays against the backdrop of the canvas. Directly behind you stands your own tent, where a cozy sleeping bag lies waiting inside. You feel a yawn coming on and stretch your arms up and out as you give in to the needs of your body. It's been a long and fulfilling day. You and the others got up early this morning to catch the sunrise from the top of a nearby peak. Standing amongst the bristles of the pinyon pines on the ridge, you clanked your tin coffee cups together and said cheers, welcoming the new day. For the rest of the day, you hiked the high trails of the mountains here. You scrambled over dusty boulders and basked in the warmth of the summer sun, tempered by the cooler air that comes with altitude. You searched for the small, squat cones of the pinyon pines. They made you think of pine nuts and brought the hearty taste to the forefront of your mind. For some time, you sat on an overhang looking at the wide, open desert sprawling out before you, flat and brown, reaching all the way to the horizon. The vastness of the desert provides a sense of wonder. While tall mountains and mighty redwoods remind you of your own small size, the desert shows the seemingly limitless space nature has to offer you. You're one small person with so much to explore right here at your fingertips. As evening approached, you and the others made your way down from the mountains. You crossed the lonely stream running down a shallow cleft in the hillside and stopped to rest beneath the overhanging branches of a blue palo verde. It's a tree with a spooky kind of grace about it. Long, spindly branches drooping down to the ground would make the perfect place for a secret hideout. You imagine the branches strung with fairy lights and a wooden plank gate to mark the way in. Sitting there, you could see out into the dry and barren world, but the leaves would obscure the view in. It would be a nice, secluded spot to while away the hours with a good book, or to return to the imagination of childhood and think of it as a lone pirate ship traversing the dangerous waters of a black sea. Perhaps it could be a fortress, and only you would know the way to breach its mighty walls. The thought of it made you smile and appreciate the way nature encourages one's imagination. After a rest, you and the others made your way back to camp. You had a good meal together and a steaming cup of hot cocoa to finish it off. As your companions headed off to bed, you found yourself still yearning for more. And so, you sit here by the fire now, watching the flames play against the velvety black of the night sky.